This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Monday, April 4, 2022, and these are the headlines. The city government has urged residents to get vaccinated, including booster shots against COVID-19, before joining mass gatherings that may become super spreader events. Dr. Michelle Sclosser, COVID-19 Task Force spokesperson, said the people must get protected first before attending these gatherings, even as activities have resumed following the lowering of the alert level in the city. This developed as the vaccination cluster also said there was no unnecessary vaccine disposal. Dr. Josephine Villafuerte, vaccine cluster head, said that to ensure that all vaccines are used, the method was first in, first out. The office made the statement after the Department of Health reported that about 1.7 million vaccines were wasted. In other news, law enforcement agencies reported that another top official of the New People's Army and two other members surrendered last week. Those who surrendered were Maximo Catarata, NPA Guerrilla Front 3 Secretary, while the 10 others were identified only by their nicknames. Captain Mark Anthony Tito, 10th Infantry Division Public Affairs Office Chief, said Catarata surrendered at the headquarters of the 60th Infantry Battalion in Asunción, Davao del Norte on March 31. He added that the former rebels have been placed on protective custody as assistance that would be provided to them is being prepared. In business, the Enforcement and Investor Protection Department of the Securities and Exchange Commission has warned investors, particularly those in the city, that the investment-taking activities that offer double your money are illegal. It said those behind these schemes do not have a real business model to back up the profits that are going to be given prospective investors. Essentially, the income generated from the foregoing investment-taking scheme depends on the number of referrals, membership fees, and/or prior investments received by the entities. It added that these schemes have the characteristics of a Ponzi scheme, where the income given to the initial investors are taken from the subsequent investors. This business model is unsustainable and will inevitably result in the demise of the business, which directly results in the prejudice of the investors, it pointed out. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.